It's Dallas from Alt-105.3 here with my dude Dom, aka Youngblood.
Yo, man, how are ya?
Good. I'm glad you found your passport, man.
Oh, man. What a kerfuffle.
What the heck happened?
I got my jacket nicked in London. I was like, it was kind of funny. The night before I was out and someone was taking the mess out of me going, because I had this raincoat on inside. They were going to me, why don't you take that raincoat off? It's red hot. And I was like, I'm not going to take my raincoat off. Some tinker's going to nick it. And I took my coat off the night after that and it got nicked with my passport in it.
So there's a fake Youngblood running around.
Yeah, man. There's some. Watch out. There's a fake Youngblood about.
But we're glad you're here. Now, this is going to be the start of the West Coast tour now,
yes,
right?
Yes, it is.
Big thing, sold out show, Great American Music Hall.
Yeah, man. It was crazy. I can't believe how quickly it sold out. Yeah. I was like, what was it, like 3 minutes or something? Something mental like that. I was like, what?
Yeah. Crazy. We gave away tickets. It was insane. Just people like, this is like the biggest Youngblood show in the Bay so far. And then next month, you're actually going to be back.
Yeah.
You're playing what's... the last Vans Warped Tour date.
Yeah, man, I can't wait, man. Like, soon as Kevin called me up and asked me, I was like, absolutely, man. I had such a good time on that tour, and I can't wait to be playing the last ever one. I got some surprises for it, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah,
really?
Man.
The lineup's pretty legit.
Yeah, the lineup's mental. Proper old school and new school together. It's going to be a very harmonious, energetic day, and I can't wait.
Yeah, you'll probably be out in the parking lot at the Shoreline. It's going to be a lot of sweat.
A lot of sweat. All the time, sweat. Blood, tears, love, laughter, good old Warped Tour Day, skating, everything.
Was Warped last year the first time you ever got to...
First time and the last time. Yeah, it was mental. I remember I used to watch it as a kid, like, and dream about kind of going on it. But America seemed so far to me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When I was younger, it seemed like another planet. And to kind of do it was mental.
Yeah, and now you get to play what is essentially the last date, the 25th anniversary edition. We didn't know we were getting more Warped Tour, and now we got a whole weekend.
Absolutely.
At Shoreline, which we're like crazy stuff.
And then we're about to announce something as well. So anybody in the Bay Area, keep your eyes peeled. I'm probably not supposed to say this. My manager's looking at me, but we may or may not be coming back in the fall.
Okay.
Out of Pete's,
okay.
We may or may not be coming back in the fall.
Little hints happening here. One thing I wanted to ask you about, because you were just plugging a song, I made you do a liner a minute ago. Your second song in a row, you sort of just, well, outside of like Parents, which is also my jam of the year, but like Travis Barker is drumming on another song that you're on.
Yeah, dude, it's crazy.
Like, did you have any idea like a year ago?
Bro, it's mental. Like, 13-year-old me is screaming. Are you joking? Like, we filmed a video and I stood on Travis Barker's bass drum. I was standing on his bass drum. And it kind of like, I don't know, man, there was all this chaos going on around us, and I was just like, what? I'm standing on his bass drum, and I'm not getting dragged off by security. You know what I mean? It was mental.
And now Travis, you can, like, text him, right?
Dude, yeah, right? I got, like, he's just a proper nice dude, man. He's like, and he gets it, man. He gets kind of where modern alternative music's heading and where the kind of the vision is coming from, and it's sick, man. It's, like, crazy to just, like, make two records with one of your idols. It's mad.
And I think I'm okay. You sort of just jumped on that, like, last minute?
It was crazy. I remember Kells had the starting idea and just texted me out of the blue, got my number from someone and was like, yo, it's Machine Gun Kelly. Do you want to come and do a song? I was like, yeah. So I couldn't go around to his house. We just get in the studio. I did my parts in about 10 minutes. And then he went to Travis Barker's that night. I meet up with him later, and I'm like, "Jesus, do you want to come with Travis Barker's?" Travis hits me. I'm like, "Yeah." So then we do that, and things go quiet for a couple of weeks. I'm like, "All right, cool." You know what I mean? You never know with these opportunities. And then I'm back in LA, and he says, "You're back in LA, aren't you?" I was like, "How did you know that?" He was like, "Stalking your Instagram." And then we just get in the studio and we record it and produce it, and then we put it out 2 weeks later.
Damn, you've had a couple jams come out lately. We love Parents. Love I Think I'm Okay. And just very excited for what seems to be coming.
Dude,
there's a lot happening.
I can't believe it, man. It's mental. Like, as I say, there's so many more songs coming your way. There's so many more. I'm kind of like a bit scared because I'm like, whoa, now we're going to like kind of 400 mile an hour. You know what I mean? The running machine's getting quicker and steeper. But
yeah, shows are getting bigger.
Shows are getting bigger. I can't wait to announce. I can't wait to kind of, because we were going to kind of go for like a venue like the Fillmore or the Regency, but we just kind of wanted to just undersell this tour and just blow it out in minutes.
Yeah, these so, like small intimate shows.
Yeah, just, and then just kind of just do it. Like my agents was like, you got to just do it this way, because if you don't, then you'll kind of not be able to. And we were just like, I couldn't wait to do them, and it sold out so quick. So I just can't wait to come back and announce some more stuff.
It's okay. Next stop, Wembley.
Let's go, baby.
They'll start recognizing you in Doncaster.
Yeah, man. Good old Donny.
It's gonna be known for horse racing and Youngblood.
Horse racing.
One of these days in the Wikipedia.
And yeah. That's going to be crazy.
All right. Well, appreciate you stopping by for your Great American show tonight. That's going to be dope as hell. We will see you at Warped Tour.
Can't wait.
Something's coming in the fall, it sounds like. So we're hype. We're ready.
Let's go, man.
Thank you, Dom.
Rock and roll star.